Hello and welcome, everybody. This is our podcast, Welcome to Livingston, where we bring in local businesses and causes from Livingston County to find out everything about them. Thank you so much for watching today. My name is Don Pakella.
And I'm Angela Pakella, and we're with the Pakella Group Real Estate Professionals, and we also do events, too. So it's not just the small businesses and causes and events. So that's kind of what we're focused in on today, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, we are so happy to have with us today from 242 Church, but they're going to be talking about Night to Shine. This is Michelle and Christine. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Oh, we're so glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Great, great. This is so neat. A very close friend of mine is connected to you guys, and she was just mentioning the event, and I said we have to have them on the podcast. So Night to Shine is what it's called. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about it?
Night to Shine is a complimentary event for people with special needs. It's hosted by local churches around the world each year on the Friday before Valentine's Day. The event is open to anyone living with disabilities ages 14 and older. Each event is a little bit different, but they all have so many awesome things like a red carpet entrance, dancing, dinner, gifts, photo booths, all sorts of fun things for them. And in Brighton, we have a glam squad with our volunteers who come in early. Yeah, cool. Stylists come in and do the hair and makeup and nails for some of our honored guests. It is a celebration of God's love for every person, and it's designed to help our honored guests feel like the kings and queens that we know they are.
It's a cool prom experience. And every year, it's fun. Every single year in a different way. We can't wait to tell you all the fun stuff about it.
How many years has it been going on for?
2015, I think, is when...
2014.
Yeah.
It was started by the Tim Tebow Foundation in 2014, and we were one of the first churches to host it that year. In that first year, it was hosted in 44 churches across 26 states and 3 countries. But... last year, it was held in 622 churches across all 50 states and 46 countries.
Such a cool thing to be a part of. And to be there right at the beginning years ago, when we actually just opened the community center, what a great first use of the community center is to bring a prom together with the community. And we have been hooked ever since. We've never not done it. Even during the years of COVID, when we had to take it on the road and took the prom to the guests, still host it because it's just such a dear part of our heart.
Right.
And I assume that the individuals, they get like so geared up for it. It's such an amazing experience for them.
I think if they could RSVP for 2025, the day after the event, they would.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy. But wow, 10 years going and for each year, which I think is definitely something worth the fact that you were able to kind of reinvent things.
As absolutely. Well.
But in terms of, so for this year, basically who can participate?
Any teen or adult with disabilities in the community and their family or a date that they bring, as well as all of the volunteers that come together to make it happen. It's one big collaborative party, and there's a lot of different people there.
Wow. And that there's probably like so much behind the scenes that goes into something like this. This sounds like a big event.
Oh, absolutely. Christine is the queen of hustle, and the team that she leads is busy making things look gorgeous and connecting with area agencies and companies that want to sponsor and help make it happen. They are helping volunteers sign up and just working really hard to make a fun space on February 9th.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I don't think we even gave the date yet. It's February 9th, so it's right around the corner, really.
It is.
And so how is it that you make it special?
From the moment our guests walk through the doors, they get announced by our DJs. They walk down the red carpet and we have a true paparazzi moment with pictures being taken and our volunteers lining the edges with signs, cheering for them as loud as they can, unless some of our guests have sensory issues. And then we celebrate them in ways that they can still feel very special. So yeah, from the moment they walk in the door, they're excited about that. Then we have a catered dinner. We have a DJ so they can dance all night long. There's photo booths and karaoke and indoor bowling and balloon animals and all sorts of fun things for them to engage in.
Wow.
Oh gosh. So it sounds like you had mentioned volunteers then, Michelle. So if someone wants to get involved, how are they able to do that? It seems like
They just need to sign up. The website, our 242 page, has a spot for a guest to RSVP and for volunteers to be a part of what's going on. And both, believe it or not, or maybe it's not hard to believe, they sell out pretty quickly. This is an event that everybody wants to be a part of because it just feels good to celebrate special people.
Right.
And that is what that night is all about. And so the people who are dancing, it's the guests, it's their guests, and also it's the volunteers. Everybody is just partying all night long. Well, almost all night long. There's definitely a moment where we say, all right, folks, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. But we go right to the last minute for sure.
That is so cool. So for the individuals coming, is a lot of the things that happen a surprise to them? Or, you know, I mean, you have the ones that come every year, right?
You sure do.
So they get excited about different aspects of it. I assume that red carpet part of it is
something you look forward to
so much.
Yes. And then there are other elements where we always try to keep it special or something unique and surprising. A surprise and delight, you could say. So there are always pictures and there's always the red carpet. But last year we had karaoke for the first time and man, was that fun. And the Heartland bowling team came out to do bowling right on the soccer field that's inside of our building. And that was new this year. Can you think of another special element that might make it fun and surprising?
We have our therapy dog returning again, but I don't know if every guest got to interact with our therapy dog last year. So that might be surprising to a lot of them. We had the United States Marines recruiter stopped by yesterday right in the building and say, how can I help for Night to Shine? Can I come out? I said, absolutely, especially if you wear your uniform and take pictures with everyone who wants to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, you're right. That will be such a unique, fun thing. We've never had anything. What a cool, he just wants to be a part of it. Just wants to do something good. Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Well, I mean, it's just very dynamic. So especially in the lead up, you know, you're pulling all of this together. That's a huge undertaking.
No, it definitely can be. But we have such a great team at our campus and across all of our campuses who all put these on, who just help to make everything happen.
I mean, just such a great idea from the Tim Tebow Foundation in terms of, you know, taking these individuals and giving them this special night, you know, because, I mean, you know, you have your high school prom that you go to, or you have a wedding, but those special events to make you feel special are so few and far between.
Absolutely. I think inclusion is really important in school and in friend groups, but it is something entirely different to be celebrated.
Right.
And that's the unique and cool thing about Night to Shine, is that we're celebrating the goodness of our guests. And that is, I think, why so many people want to be a part of it.
Right.
Yeah, that the community rallies around, that they want to come and celebrate them as well.
Yes.
And we offer a respite room for parents and caregivers of our special guests to be able to come in and also feel seen and valued for the work that they do day in and day out. And so they get to just come in and enjoy the party, but also take a moment and rest while they know that their child is taken care of.
Very true, because depending on the level of special needs, right, there's a lot that goes into sometimes making sure that this event is, I don't want to say appropriate, but making sure that it's inclusive
and
making sure that they're able to enjoy it in the best possible way, given whatever their specific needs are.
That's right. And every guest has a family that cares about them and cares for them. And we just want them to know that 242 is for the whole family and that this community loves them and that they belong.
Wow, that's just so simply said and so beautiful, you know, but it's the truth of it. And I feel like just our culture nowadays does do a little bit more to recognize that. But for something like this, I mean, talk about taking it to a whole nother level.
We are really grateful that the Tim Tebow Foundation allowed us to be a part of the beginning of this, that they gave the funds to help make it start and launch it. And look where we are now. Few years later, and hundreds of organizations participating. It was an awesome gift, and it was great to be a part of.
That's awesome. Through the Tim Tebow Foundation, and then do you guys look for other corporate sponsors or people that want to donate? Is that something?
Absolutely. The Tim Tebow Foundation supplies some seed money for us, but the rest of it comes from local businesses and agencies who just want to help make it possible. We have people who donate money so that we can spoil our guests. And then we have people who donate goods and services so that we can give cookies that are delicious to our guests, and that we can put coupons for in their swag bags that they can take home and then go enjoy other places in our community.
Great swag bags.
Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't every want good that, party, right? Every good yes. party. Yeah.
And they're like getting dressed up like a prom. They're putting on Everyone suits is. And jackets. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know like my daughter, we do the daddy-daughter dance every right. year, right? And it's an event of like, go out, pick out the dress and everything. So for these people, it's not only the day of the event, it's the weeks mm-hmm. leading up to it.
Absolutely.
That you're doing all these special things for the person mm-hmm. to get them prepared for it.
Yeah, the anticipation's part of the fun, right. isn't it? And so going to choose your dress or picking a date or whatever the case may be, that all that lead up is part of the fun. And then the culmination, the red carpet, when you get to show off all of the effort that you put in to look and snazzy that day, the guests really enjoy it. And they should, because they look great.
Meant to, right? Yes. The whole right. purpose behind it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how many individuals do you have on average coming to this?
Last year we had about 400 people, which makes it about 250 to 300 of our guests with their dates and family members.
Wow.
And we had over 200 volunteers to make it happen as well.
It's a big space.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yes.
A lot of fun, a lot of people. Yeah.
Now, does it get easier with each year since, you know, you've been doing it a while here? Or?
I'd say we definitely have a mode of operating. We know the red carpet's going to be there. We know that you have to have music and a DJ, but it is always hard work and it is always worth it. And that's why we appreciate the team that comes together to make it happen, because if we didn't have that team, then the event couldn't happen. And so together we work hard once a year to make prom happen. And it's a really good time. And each year is a new opportunity to think of something new or unique or a new partnership that makes it even more special.
Yeah. And just keep growing and all of that. Now, how early do you guys have to get started to dig in?
Around October or so last. Yeah. And then once January hits, well, geez, it's almost like it's here, you know. That's just the final stuff. The door is always open and we're always coming up with new partnerships, like the guy from the Marine Corps that just came in. So there's always opportunity, but you need to have your ducks in a row right around January.
Right.
February comes fast.
Yes.
Exactly. That's why when I was going to look to have you guys on, I was picking my friend's brain and she's like, oh, well, that one's like right here. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming up fast. So in terms of with it just being right around the corner for listeners, then that's something it sounds like maybe your attendee list might be just about full. But in terms of volunteers, there may at the point where this is released, maybe room, may not. But to go online is a good resource. But financial donations, if someone wants to do that way, or if they have any other new ideas, like you said, with this individual here.
Absolutely. There might be somebody listening right now that's like, oh, I got a great idea. Maybe not this year, but next year I know something that can just really elevate the event, or this is so great, I have to be a part of it. And there's room. There's room to be right. a part of it. And it might not be volunteering this year, but now awareness means that you can join in next year.
Yeah.
And there's always room. But like you said, it's a popular event that everybody wants to be a part of. And volunteer roles and the tickets, they go pretty quickly. But I think we would always want to expand to the need of the community. And so right. if we know that there were lots of guests, for instance, that, you know, a bummer they couldn't come, which thankfully isn't true right now.
Yeah.
Then you'd figure out ways to make the party bigger. Or partner with a new place to have two parties. Like it's worthwhile to grow and expand, because right. you're meeting a need in the community, I think.
Definitely. And you guys have such an amazing facility. Like, it really is remarkable.
The versatility of the community center is probably the most exciting part about being in a building like that one. Is sure, it's a great place for church on the weekend. We love to get together and worship. But all throughout the week, there are people who are meeting to for a realty group that comes in and has their monthly meeting, or folks who are getting together and learning together, or the homeschool group that comes in, soccer teams that play and softball, that teams that practice on the field, or just families that come in and hang out. You can hang out too. Just hang out.
Very comfortable furniture, I might add.
Yeah.
We don't make it in that often, but over the break, our daughter does cheer, and unfortunately where she would normally practice was closed down. And so I had been talking to my friend that, you know, of course, and she suggested, oh, that's a great idea. So her and the girls met up there, and I was kind of the one mom to hover just to make sure, because, you know, cheer stuff can be a little dangerous. But I was just struck by how friendly everybody was. Even as we were on the field, there was this little girl. She could have been 2 years old. She was less than that. And she kicked the ball over by me. So I kind of, you know, kicked it back a little bit. And she gave me a wave and a smile. She said, thank you. And I'm like, wow. I mean, even the little kids are polite. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just in life, I feel like, you know, people are meaner nowadays almost. But that's what was so amazing to me, is going in there was like this little time capsule of really nice people. And it's like, boy, I think I should come over here more often, because just that positive energy, huge. And maybe it's because you're doing fantastic events like this. So when you give back, that just makes your heart feel so good.
I think so.
Yep.
So,
and all those people out there, you know, 242 is right there on Grand River. It's between Howell and Brighton, kind of right in the middle there. And I bet there's a lot of people that drive by and they see the big building.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, what's going on here? Or what is this? And they don't know that there's a full gym in there, and there's an indoor soccer field, and there's meeting rooms, and all those things that you guys do. And you have a coffee deli in there now as well, right?
That's right. Stateside Deli is right inside. You know, folks drive by and they're like, what is that building? And what they don't know, and or even if they know maybe some of those things are inside, what they might not realize is that it's open to them, that you can come and just use the space or reserve space for your thing, birthday party, baby shower, seminar, meeting, whatever it might be. 242communitycenter.com is our website, and anybody can use it. You don't have to belong to the church. There's no special discount for anybody or special favors. It's literally a community center.
Available to the community.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what a great resource that I think people don't necessarily realize or think about.
Yeah, especially because with our deli there, we also have our CrossFit group and our School for the Arts that does lessons and for recitals and drama and art and music. So it's just a great space for our community to gather in a place that is safe and welcoming and warm for them and for whatever their needs are in that moment.
Yeah, so versatile.
That's great. Now, how many people over a given year end up using the resources? I mean, do you have any?
Oh gosh, thousands. Sense of it? That'd be a really great stat to have in my pocket. We partner with hundreds of organizations in the community, and for-profit, non-profit. I shared with our community, our church community, just recently that we gave away 1,800 hours for free to agencies, non-profit agencies, to use in the community for good things like Night to Shine and non-profit meetings or seminars, trainings, things like that. And so the community, I mean, there's hundreds of people coming through every week. And we probably have interaction with thousands of people in the county all year long.
That is just amazing, because then they, you know, they come in for something like Night to Shine. And maybe that's their introduction to what the community center has to offer.
Right.
What 242 has to offer for other things. Like I said, you know, I've been there for basketball. 5-6 years ago, we were there for a Comic-Con. We've been there for some different real estate things, but anytime I go by there, it always seems like there's something going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's always a lot of cars in the parking lot. That's usually a good gauge, right?
Back to Night to Shine, because mm-hmm. I think that it is so awesome that you guys have such a great event for people to feel special, and also to have that event, you know, and I'm trying to figure out how to say it, but it's just to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their uniqueness and who they are, and
that's
to make
right.
them feel, you know, not only how important they are, but how special they are.
Exactly right. It's, I think you do the things that you do because of what you believe. And that's why the Tim Tebow Foundation began, I think, an initiative like this, and why it was so easy for us to partner with Tim Tebow is because we believe that people, everybody, each person is made in the image of God, unique and on purpose and good and for good. And so we celebrate the goodness of the guests and their identity as unique people created for good. And then we express our own goodness, our ability to do good in the night itself, the volunteers that participate and the fun things we do together. It's all just so good. You know?
Right. Well, in that kindness, there needs to be more of that in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you can look around and see the brokenness in the world. That's easy. Yeah. But if we're going to be about anything, we want to be about, bringing goodness and kindness and reflecting the same love that we know we have from our Creator to other people around us.
Well said, for sure. Now, of all the years in doing this, I'm sure there's a lot of moments, but are there any things that have really hung with you? Any special memories? Anything that really you hold dear?
Yeah, I'm thinking back to nights that I've been a part of. And I think the moments that get me, besides the joy that you see on folks' faces, they're coming down the red carpet and just the way you feel when you're being celebrated, the impact that it has on the parents, the family, to see the people that they love be celebrated, and the way that it brings one to tears is really meaningful to me. And then there are other highlights where you see somebody do something new or fun, taking pictures together, bowling for the, but also just a few years ago, before the pandemic, we had a proposal at Night to Shine. A volunteer proposed to another volunteer. And now she's a part of helping make Night to Shine happen with us. Aww. They've come back and served every year. That was kind of special. It's a romantic kind of night, And that was a special thing they would do together is serve. And he chose that night to propose to her. You're all dressed up anyway. I mean,
true. Lots of cameras.
Yeah. It's a good time.
How about you, Christine? Is there anything?
Well, I'll have to be honest. This is my first year of Night to Shine.
Oh my God.
I am so excited. Because so far all I've experienced is the work. Okay. I am excited I'm excited to experience just the joy of the event. But already I know we have one of our guests who has been a guest for years and at some point declared himself our Night to Shine ambassador. And he is fantastic. He calls with plans, he recruits volunteers, and he is all about Night to Shine. And so even though I haven't experienced it yet, he's a highlight. He is so excited. He has got us things for our swag bags already. He told me he's called the news and he hopes they come. So we'll see. But he is just all excited for this event and seeing his year-round excitement for it because he starts prepping the minute it's done. Wow. So it's just great.
And I love the energy, because this is new to me as well. Mm-hmm. And with my friend that she mentioned it, just how much energy she had with it and just mm-hmm. the passion behind doing such an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's hard not to get excited when you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Oh my goodness, this is great. Now, is there anything that would surprise people about the event, Michelle?
You know, besides the surprise fun elements, I think I hope that people are delighted when if they were to come, they're like, wow, look at that. Wow, that's sparkly. That's fun. What I hope is the highlight, what is the delightful surprise is the way the community comes together. When you look around and you see a school team volunteering together and kids and their parents volunteering together and see nonprofits and businesses in the community who have come together to all just give their piece, their part. And you look around and you're like, this is community. This is when the community comes around a good thing, it's fun and it is a celebration. And that's what I hope is the thing that stands out the most. Whether that surprises someone or not, I don't know. But I think it's the most delightful thing about the night.
Right.
That makes sense.
You know, when you volunteer for stuff, for those people out there that haven't volunteered yet, once you start volunteering, it's amazing the different things that you get out of it that you didn't expect.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that's one of the most, you see people that volunteer for things and they start volunteering for a lot of things.
Yeah, once like, you do that. Because each year we're very involved with Realtor Ring Day.
Oh, yeah.
And so in terms of ringing for the Salvation Army, yes, that we're out there. This year we weren't able to have our kids, but we've had our kids in the background. Mm-hmm. So when we've been able to get a spot that they were done with school by then, and it's amazing how excited they get about it, that they, you know, like, yeah, we do this every year. And, you know, we have the Christmas carols rocking and they're just belting it out. And I figured by the time as they're teenagers and getting older, they're too cool for those things. But no, like you plant those seeds. And like you said, once you volunteer, you know, just the joy you get from serving.
Absolutely. It's a good example for a parent. It's an important example for a parent to live out for their kid. But also, I think it's just a little addictive, the good kind, you know? Yeah.
Well, and it takes a big community that you're a part of, and it just shrinks it down. It makes you feel like you're a part of something bigger. And so it's where you find your family. It's why you have proposals at Night to Shine, because it makes it a community that you are not just around, but you're a part of.
Exactly. Yeah, because like we do Gleaners Food Bank as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
And one of the most profound things I found through that is the people that would come out of the store to give things, the people that gave the most things would come and talk about how they had gotten food from a food bank, and this is why they were giving food.
Absolutely.
And it's the people you meet and the stories you hear from other people.
Yeah.
And I assume with Night to Shine, it's the same way. It's the community coming together, and it's the relationships you make and the stories you hear.
Exactly. And those stories of impact are what make it worthwhile. And so to hear how people are affected and how families are affected by this one special night, it takes it from being a fun night to being an important part of the community, making the community what it is. And Livingston County is better, we believe, because Night to Shine is here.
Yes.
I could see that. It brings everybody together. Yeah. For that common cause. So whether you're a cause or an event or all of the above, it's definitely something that needed to get recognized, need to get the word out there. Well, so
thanks for allowing us to talk about it.
Yeah. Yes. So everybody out there, share this out.
Yes. You
know, get the word out and let people know about Night to Shine, because it's...
How do people find out about Night to Shine? Where's the...
The best place
to look for information.
The coming to the 242 website would be the best place on our events page, and then of course on our socials we'll have all sorts of pictures from last year and information about the evening. That's at 242community.com.
Very good, and we'll make sure to put that in the show notes as well for those listening. You know, 242, you probably passed by it on, you know, different times that you may not even realize, you know, poke your head in. If you haven't been in, check it out. These guys are doing such amazing work. And this event is really something to hear about. That here, you know, I knew about 242. I've been in before, but I didn't even know this was going on. I'm embarrassed to say, but now I'm excited to know about it and find out more and take a look at the calendar, see if we can't do a little bit of volunteering ourselves here. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else that you wanted people to take away from this interview about Night to Shine that we haven't covered?
For anybody who's listening, I hope what they've heard today is that you're a part of making the community what it is. That when you become aware of the good things that are happening in the community, you become a part of that good thing. And God made you for that, to do good and be good. And then we make a great community to live in.
Yeah, and if anyone's apprehensive about signing up to volunteer, they can come and see. Send us an email. Like, tell us you just want to come and look. You're not sure what you want to do yet, but you want to come and see, because then the next year you'll have to volunteer because you'll just see how good it is.
It's compelling.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Well, this has been wonderful, and we're excited that you'll be able to share that out and get the word out, and that we were able to give you guys a little bit of a platform here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming. Yeah, and thank you all for listening. You know, please check out 242 Church, check out Night to Shine, and all the other events that they do that are just such a wonderful part of the community. Please like and subscribe to our podcast. You can find us anywhere that you find podcasts, Spotify, Apple. Share that and subscribe. So thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for coming today.
Yeah, thank you guys. And welcome to Livingston.